My name's Tony Jones. I'm an artist sculptor working in O'Connor / Fremantle area. The adventure that I do recall is taking a sailing journey from Mosman Bay, Sea Scouts in the corner there near Smith's boat shed, through down the river to the Fremantle Harbour and out through the heads to Garden Island. It wasn't quite as simple as that because we were about six or seven young boys in the boat, and we had a fairly rudimentary set of safety equipment. We had the old-fashioned Kapok life jackets that people may recall. I don't know how they saved anyone, but we didn't have to use them, thank goodness. But getting down the river, the first part of the journey was past our home. We lived at Chidley Point, overlooking the river, and the story goes that my mum was horrified when she was pointed out to us the boat we were in and where we were going, but she didn't run down to the harbour and stop us or anything like that. She thought, God, are they going to survive? You know, they're going to come back. But the boat took its journey down through East Fremantle out into the harbour. But in the harbour, we had to spend the night. And I remember it was a pretty small little boat, and there was quite a big wharf appearing above us. We were totally out of scale, and we had no presence whatsoever. You know, we'd have been like a mosquito. But we managed to, obviously, there were ladders and things, and we climbed out of the boat. The boat was tied up in the harbour overnight, and we stayed in a wharfie's hut, or a wharfie's lunchroom, I think it was, in those days. And it was accessible. It wasn't locked, obviously. Nobody came and told us to bugger off, you know. I don't remember any meals or anything like that, but I remember next day being in the boat and heading out through the harbour, no safety checks or anything. But there's a kind of, when you leave the river to go into the ocean, it's a bit like breathing out, you know. There's a big, or taking a big breath. The river's an enclosed estuary, beautiful for sailing in different ways. But the ocean is, when you think about it, is a completely different order of forces and space, and, you know. Garden Island was not connected by a bridge in those days. So we must have been there for a few days. I reckon it was Easter. Because of the storm that came up, Easter's always, not always, but can often, it can be the first of the winter storms, and it was a very strong wind. I remember it was easy going over because the wind was behind us, but coming back was pretty tricky. But we must have got back, because here I am. I think we kind of knew what we were doing. We were learning to sail, and we were learning to, you know, grow up, and that's about it. So that journey when I was 13, you know, is etched, you know, I would say.